Blog Talk
Hi,
Radio.
Everyone. Hi, everyone. This is Marguerite Ashton. Thank you for joining me today. This isn't one of the regular episodes. This is just kind of a brief intro as I update what's been going on and what will happen from here. So, anyway, first of all, I just want to say it's so glad to be back. I'll be your host, as I always been. I will also have the others that have been with me, Jill Jacqueline, David Swenson, Bill Cannon, when they can join. But right now, as we settle down, get caught up, find out what it is we want, and this is what I'm going to say, because it's been, as I said, it's been a while. It's been a while, so I'm so glad to be back. But it has been a while since we have been online, whether it was Google Hangouts, on the blogs or whatever, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I have to thank my listeners and viewers for the support, for being patient because the material wasn't getting out there because it has just been a crazy 2 years that have been in between where we haven't been able to provide information. But thank you to everybody. So anyway, for those of you that are aware, as I said, we haven't been online for a while. I've been busy working on my upcoming books and meeting deadlines. And it's been really exciting, real fun. But during those times, I realized that I have missed doing the episodes for Crime Writers Panel and the ones for Criminal Lines Radio. So with all that said, I had to be realistic and say, you've got three projects going on, Marguerite. Two of these should be combined. And I was trying to figure out which one. Well, I knew that I couldn't do the writing. The writing, that's just one in itself. So I figured, I said, what about the Crime Writers Panel on Criminal Lines Radio? So we decided to combine those both, which means we will no longer do the Google Hangouts, the video. So we won't be able to do the videos. Yeah, which I'll miss, but that's okay. So instead, we're going to stay on radio. The reason for this is that so much has been going on with the panel members of Crime Writers Panel and Criminal Lines Radio, like our schedules. It's made it real difficult to broadcast live video. So we talked, we consulted, and figured it would be a lot easier just to catch at least maybe 15, 30 minutes, depending on the type of show, just to get going and start on radio, get caught up. And when I say get caught up, that means having the time to settle in and be able to extend the show. So maybe we'll do an hour, but maybe once a week. And the rest of the show will be about 30 minutes at the most. So hopefully that'll change. But anyway, so with that said, we're going to bring both shows together as one. The shows will be Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Maybe a couple of Sundays, and I had to have that in there only because with the way our schedules are, we just may not be able to get the material that is needed or being requested in for that day, so we'll schedule on a Sunday. But no matter what, if none of the others are able to be here, I will be on those shows. That way we can keep it steady for those 3 days in the week. And then if somebody was supposed to be on for one of those days, we'll make up for it on Sunday. All right, so anyway, the shows will, as I said, will be Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, the episodes that we're going to focus on will be current events related to crime, cold cases, and writers. I think it's important to bring attention to the local cases here in Wisconsin where I live, the cold cases, and I'll be working with some retired law enforcement members and journalists. Also, we will be working on episodes where we get to talk with people from other states regarding cold cases as well. So I'm not leaving them out. We will also be keeping what it generally started on, which was the episodes for authors, where we were helping them with their book research, where I'm with law enforcement members, forensic, responders, and we have our little Q&A sessions and just kind of keep an easy, relaxed time. And I'll post it up on the Criminal Lines blog and on my social media, and hopefully that will be enough. Again, if it wasn't, you're always allowed to ask questions on my Facebook or on the blog, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible if your questions that you're looking for were not answered in the show. And the other, which I'm so excited about, will be for writers. And those will be held on Tuesdays. This will be the time to talk with authors and learn more about their books. And this is not going to be just crime writers. That's what I did last time, but I realized that it's also neat to hear from writers in all genres about their books. So that's what we'll be doing. And I think that bringing everybody in as team members, I just want to thank the people that I work with for taking time out of their schedules to help us authors. And extending the genre from just crime and mystery writers to all writers, I thought would be beneficial to everyone, because I don't just like crime. I don't just read crime. I read historical fiction. I read bio thriller suspense. So I thought that would be real cool just to pull everybody in. We'll all work together as a team and get something going here. So new shows will start in summer of 2017. I do have a couple of shows lined up here just before spring ends, but the rest will trickle out over the summer, and I think this is going to be good. We'll get a fresh start, and also remember, I have it up on the site, though. Sometimes the show times will vary, unfortunately, and that's because of my schedule. I'm the guilty party there. It is very hard. I plan on doing them in the morning, but it is very hard, especially if the deadline is approaching, where I just have to focus all on the books. But again, if anybody's have questions, please contact me on my website at www.margueriteashton.net, and just touch base with me there, and we'll work something out. I'm also very flexible on the schedules. Writers, I'm very flexible on the schedule. So if there's something, if the Tuesday doesn't work, maybe we can schedule for that Sunday or something. So let me know again. It's good to be talking and on air again. So that's really, really feels good. I look forward to getting back in the groove. And then also one last thing. Remember, if you have any comments, please feel free to contact me. Any questions that we have not touched base on, any episodes or any of the old Google Hangouts on the Criminal Lines blog, go ahead and contact me through my website or on the Facebook page, and all the information's on the website. So thanks again, guys. I'm going to end it here. It's time to go. Everybody take care, and we'll touch base later. Have a good evening.